Well, that time of the morning, I look forward to this every Tuesday morning, catching up with the lovely Denise Clark, the Wandering Guru. Wandering, good morning.
Hello, how are you going,
Charlie? I'm very well, yourself?
Yes, I'm really, really well and quite excited about talking, as I always am, trying to get a beautiful message out there and make us all feel good and enjoy life a little bit better.
Yeah, we're talking about love on the farm yet again this morning. This morning, what? Filling the void.
Filling the void. So love on the farm, as I said, you know, we are looking at farmers, but anybody as well in the regional area, and filling the void. So I'm guessing, and you can tell me as a man, that often before you go looking for love, you feel a bit of an emptiness inside and maybe a void that you feel finding love will replace. Am I on the right track?
You are on the right track, yes. You're very good.
Okay. Yes. You're very good at saying that.
You are.
So, the emptiness and filling the void, I just want to try and let the farmers know that that's not the way. Love is not a quick fix. If you're feeling a void, the strange thing about it is we've got to fill the void first and then go looking for love.
Oh, okay.
So back to front.
So are you saying that we're doing it wrong?
Well, maybe, yes, because a lot of us look for love. You know, it's no one's job to make us happy. It's no one's job to make us feel loved. It's no one's job to make us feel needed. And that's often what we get mixed up with. So you have to do a bit of work on yourself before you're ready to look for love, because the farm is a big investment for any lady to come on board, for the future of the farm, for the next generation, for the family of the farmer. And it's a little bit more complicated than just going on a date and hoping it works.
All righty. Now, if people want to get in contact with you there, how can they do that?
Well, look, again, always under my name, Denise Clark, Life Coach. I'm on Facebook and they can reach out to me in any way or even get some more tips and tools. Quite willing to give out some information and help people. I think it's a very deep message.
Yeah.
And it starts with who they do connect with. You've got to be careful here, farmers. Please be ready before you just go out and date. There's a lot on the line, including your happiness.
There you go, farmers. Get in contact with the Wandering Guru first before you, you know, go and do the silly thing.
Exactly. Leave me alone, Denise, they'll say. So, yes, I hope that helps the little people. And if there's something niggling away, you know, don't ignore it. Think about it. Let's work on what's really causing the problem. And then you're free and balanced and ready and no skeleton in the closet, ready to go out and meet the love of your life.
There you go. Enjoy your Easter.
Thank you very much. And you too, Troy. And Uhuru from the Guru. Till next week.
Guru from the Guru. Yes, the Wandering Guru. Love the accent. Yes, just gets me every time, really. Denise back with us again next week, right here on the Great Southerns, Triple M.